broke into my piggy bank again. The long strand of red hair and these bonbon wrappers clearly indicate that you, Mother, saw who did it. Now, who was it?
Gee, honey, I really don't know. Hey, look at this lovely Don Knotts hologram I got from QVC.
Don't try to distract me, Mom.
It's shiny.
Mr. Furley? Barney Fife! Furley? Fife! Did you see that?
I hope one of these bills is for a coffin because your shopping is killing me.
Oh.
Something shiny.
I got you one, Al.
I'm not interested in that thing. Ginger. Marianne. Ginger. Oh, cut this out. Not only is this QVC thing useless, but now you've gone and bought a membership to the Buff and Tough Health Club.
Well, how else am I supposed to stay young and attractive for you?
Buy a time machine. Pig, I'm cutting off your shopping cold turkey right now.
Traitor. Oh, Al, don't make me stop shopping. You'll destroy my life.
Good, then we'll be even.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. Like a horse and carriage, this I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
Yeah, I think I like this one even better than that clogged cabin we built last week.
It is stunning. You know, I think we ought to go into business.
Yeah, what business would that be, Griff? The shoebox lid house building business? Not much demand for that.
Well, I beg to differ. I think you're overlooking the homeless dwarf problem. Now, somebody's got to clean that up.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, Jefferson, I see you're having your typically hard day at the office.
You know, looking this good is a full-time job. You think these pores just exfoliate themselves?
Better watch out, Jefferson. Now that you're heading for the big 4-0, Marcy might trade you in for a new model.
Yeah, when you hit 40, everything starts to go to hell. Your alignment gets all out of whack, then your tires start to get a little bald, and then... comes that horrible day when you realize no matter how hard you turn that knob, that antenna is only coming halfway up.
And you start getting that uncontrollable backfiring. Tell me you don't have that problem.
Well, it may hold true for you old clunkers, but I look the same today as I did 20 years ago.
I've been looking for you forever.
And I hope I was worth the wait.
Oh, sorry, sir. I thought you were my dad.
Hey! Happy birthday, Mr. Darcy. Happy birthday. Sure, rub it in, you brats.
Hey, old man Darcy's getting pretty cranky, huh?
Dad, guess what? Gary hired us to shoot a commercial for the store.
Mm-hmm. Well, why would she hire you two?
Nah, because she wanted somebody fast and cheap.
Which explains our actress. I, on the other hand, will be directing. It'll be 30 seconds of pure magic.
Oh, now, bud, don't waste your best pickup lines on Dad.
We got the setting, we got the customer, Now, all we need is a shoe salesman.
Well, how much does it pay?
$400 a day.
Earth days? Hey, I'm your man for the job. Nobody sells shoes better than me. But did I ever mention to you that I played Dorothy in my high school production of The Wiz?
All male school?
No. You want to see great acting? How about those seizures I used to throw at IHOP?
All right, Dad, so you scammed us a few Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity breakfasts. Doesn't exactly make you Oscar material.
Hey! You didn't seem to mind my performance when you were shoving pancakes in your pockets. I'm really good. Hooper High School Gazette says my Dorothy was captivating, charming, and strangely intimidating.
Now, Griff, how pathetic are you? A man your age hanging on to faded high school glory.
What?
Look, frankly, I don't buy either one of you as a shoe salesman, but if you guys want to try out for the part...
Well, listen, Mr. Director, I think that you and I should see eye to eye on this thing.
I think we found our star.
So... what do you want for your birthday, my little boy toy?
Is that all I am to you, a boy toy?
Jefferson, it's just an expression, like freeloader or trophy husband.
Honey, do you notice any little lines around my eyes? You're going to have to come in close to see.
You mean those crow's feet?
They're not crow's feet. They're laugh lines.
Honey, nothing's that funny. Oh, don't pout. I know something that'll make you feel a lot better.
I don't feel like playing hop on pop.
No, I'm talking about the perfect birthday gift. A health club membership. Night-night.
Do you really think I need it? I mean, sure, my thighs jiggle a little when I settle into the tanning bed, but who's don't? Oh, I'm just worrying over nothing, right? I mean, I still turn you on, don't I, Marcy?
Last chance to buy this lovely Tom Jones locket containing his actual chest hair.
Well, if that's not unusual. Ah!
25 seconds. Ah! 22 seconds.
Ah! Damn you, Al.
Hey, Peggy. I brought over Marcy's tool belt like you asked.
Oh, you're a lifesaver. Needle nose.
Hey, Peggy. Do you ever have a fear that Al's gonna leave you?
Well, I wouldn't call it a fear so much as a fantasy. Screwdriver, why do you ask?
Well, I know that I had... You know, I haven't confided in you much, but...
And I appreciate that.
But lately, I'm just feeling so old and unattractive and unloved, and, you know, I just wondered, how do you handle it?
Well, usually I just thank God I'm not that aging gigolo that lives next door.
See, if Marcy thinks I'm losing my looks, then it's just a matter of time before she dumps me for some younger guy.
Stripper.
Maybe. With her money, she could have anyone. Oh.
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you just spend all her money, and then she can't afford to trade you in?
You think that would work?
Absolutely. Do you have a credit card?
Yeah, I have one right there.
the good stuff. What's Marcy's limit?
Well, on a good night, 6 or 7. A card. It doesn't have a limit.
Oh, let's do some home shopping.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Isn't that addictive?
Oh, no. You can stop anytime you want.
What's that for?
So you don't drop the phone. Hi, baby. Mama's back.
Harry's shoes take 28.
And action.
Excuse me, kind sir. Do you have any purple pumps?
Certainly we have purple pimps. At Gary's Shoes, we feature a treat.
Cut. Okay, Dad, that was, it was good, but you're still a little stiff.
And he's stiffer, you could wax him and use him as a toboggan. Could you keep the gopher quiet?
Let's just try it again, all right?
Take 29, if anybody's still counting.
And action.
Excuse me, kind
sir. Certainly we pump you purple at Gary's Shoes, where we treat your feet.
Cut.
What? Those were the right words.
Yeah, but they're in the wrong order.
Well, you can't you edit them together? What kind of a director are you?
You know, I give up, okay? You talk to him.
Okay. So, nice weather we're having, huh, Daddy?
You mean about the part.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. That was perfect, Daddy. But I think that you need to emphasize certain words, like this. Here at Gary's Shoes, we treat your feet. See what I'm saying?
Like this.
Yeah. Okay.
Here at Gary's Shoes, we treat your feet.
That's much, much better, Daddy. Really. Can his ass.
Him. He's on down, he's on down. But I'm starting to get the hang of it. I'm rolling with it. I'm grooving
Dad,
with it.
Dad, you're fired.
I know. Fire up, ready to go.
No, Dad. It's over.
Over. My stage fright's over. I'm ready to go. Action. Whoa.
Listen to me. You're fired. You're out. You're finished. You must flee TV.
Wow, that came out of nowhere. Why the sudden change of heart?
No, it's not sudden. Your acting sucks. It sucks when we started. It sucks now. It'll always suck.
Well, that's just one person's opinion, isn't it?
It sucks.
It sucks.
Oh, look, a genuine faux leopard muff. Let's not wait for the price. Just dial.
Okay, but now tell me again how all this stuff is going to keep Marcy from leaving me.
Hmm. Is that a liver spot?
Okay.
Aha! Aha! What?
Don't you play dumb with me, Peggy Bundy. You've always been a shopping junkie. But now you've turned into a pusher and corrupted my innocent Jefferson.
Innocent? Yeah, I may have provided the TV and the phone, but he did his own dialing.
Jefferson, is that true?
Yes.
Well, that's it, mister. Your freeloading days are over, and you're going to pay back every cent.
How am I supposed to do that?
Three little words.
I love you.
Try again.
Hop on pop.
Get a job.
You know, this exercise stuff is really challenging. Yep. I'm starting to feel the burn.
You think you could stop chewing for like 1 second? Help get me out of this mess that you got me into?
Oh, yeah. Like it's my fault you're not aging well. Look, don't get your varicose veins in a knot. There must be some job that you're qualified for.
I'm just not good at anything.
All right, and lunge, and twirl, and lunge, and... All right, fine. Stay fat.
Gary's Shoes, we treat you.
Dad, you're trying to work here.
So am I. Al, you haven't vacuumed in 25 years. Then it's high time, isn't it?
Anyway, that was great, Griff.
Great. Great. You couldn't even tell he was acting.
Let's just do it one more time, okay?
Oh, fine, fine. Take 32, which is three more than it took me, by the way.
It's because you ruined every one of mine.
It's because we had a couple of accidents.
Oh, dropping a light on Griff's head.
Freak occurrence.
The fire in the stockroom?
Act of God? Rollerblading through here with your pants down playing a tuba?
Hey, what I do on my break is my business.
Oh, wait a minute, Dad. You're trying to sabotage the commercial. Now get out of here and don't come back until we're finished.
Fine! You Hollywood types are so touchy.
Ready?
Yes.
And action.
Excuse me, kind sir. Do you have any...
Peggy, what in the world are you doing here?
Working out.
Excuse me, you can't just walk into a Jefferson Darcy class. Are you on the list?
Well, no, but I'm his wife.
Nice try, honey. We get four wives a day and a couple of husbands.
Well, maybe if you gave up your spot, they'd all fit.
You just better be glad I am weak from dieting.
There he is! Jeffers Size! Jeffers Size!
Hello, all you lovely ladies. Are you ready to get hot? And bother. Okay, here we go now. And on our right.
Jefferson, hi, honey.
Oh, hey, Marcy G, what a surprise. Okay, here we go. And bend and stretch and reach for me, ladies. That's it. Okay, here we go. Great, fine. And that's it. Beautiful. That's it.
She won't let me through.
Hey, Marcy, I have a secret weapon.
Oops. My Snickers slipped.
Here we go. Hey.
1, 2. Oh, hey, Marcy. Thank you so much for making me get this job. I'll be able to pay you back in no time.
Oh, honey, you don't have to pay me back. Consider it a birthday present.
It's Chucky's birthday.
Spanking machine.
Okay.
Jefferson, I hate to see you like this, slaving away at a job you hate.
Jeffy, can you massage my cramp again?
I'll give you a cramp. Jefferson, I want you to quit your job.
But why, Marcy? If I keep working here, I'm going to have the body that you've always wanted me to.
That I've always wanted?
Yeah.
Jefferson, I love the way you look. The only reason I sent you to a health club is that I thought you were feeling insecure about yourself.
Well, I was. I'm getting older. I just... No, I thought you were going to trade me in for someone new.
Oh, Booberry. I don't want anybody new. It took me years to break you in.
I mean... You'll still love me even when I'm old and gray?
Of course. Just like you'll still love me even if I lose all my money?
Right.
You know, this is great. I always wanted my own personal trainer.
Well, well, well. Looks like my commercial has made me a few fans.
Yeah, I knew TV had a 10 pounds. I didn't realize it all went to your head.
Woo! You're even cuter in person than you are on TV.
You're a shoe hunk.
Help me.
Yes, we
want you. Yeah, they're all your shoe hunk. I think I'll just ease on down the road.
Please, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hey, that is not for sale.
Oh, I don't believe this.
We'll take it.
I told you so.
Weren't you Dorothy and the Wiz?
Yes, I was.
I was the mayor of Munchkin Land.
Your honor!
FX presents the story.
You're out of control.